moving on to case number 10,056. And this is the gentleman that was going to replace the exception place the billboard and variance on the setback requirements. This was down on Route 9. This is right down in my maze. We explained this is where they had four buildings. One was old JP Court. The two houses next to it are all of his own commercial, and the other two were being torn down. So it's a question about being too close. But that having been said,
it's getting late.
It wouldn't be. The gentleman met all the requirement, all the height requirements, setback requirements.
And he's going to have home on the property, want to place the billboard. Remember, they're going to demolish that.
Sure, those are going to be demolished because that, and all that's been zoned in a commercial. It's right up there by the winery. Right
there. He meets all the requirements.
So, existing building number one was the JP Court. The building two was a home to be demolished. It's commercial. Three will be. And number five is being used as a commercial now. That's also in commercial in that area. And you can see the two that's in the area that we've allowed to they put them up on the monopole. One of them is the landings.
And you have other existing billboards in that area.
Yep. So that's
that case. See one area.
Yeah. So, any further questions? Okay. Mr. Workman? Trudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10,056. I don't feel it's substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of and development of adjacent properties.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,056. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved. Gentlemen, I believe that is all this evening that we have before us. Like I said, one's open and one's tabled.
You're thanking Jennifer?
I would like to thank Jennifer for a great job. That you're doing? Outstanding job that you're doing. We appreciate that. The pictures and all that extra, all the work that you're doing. Glad to have you back on board.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah, it's always nice to have you back.
Did you miss us?
Well, Mr. Chairman, you know, we could use her twofold. You know, she can go to that end or this end now.
We're going to switch both them young ladies, right? Bring Kelly down there. We're going to put her down there. We'll do whatever.
Maybe Kelly would like to.
I tell you, it does make it nice that everybody can be trained back and forth. It does. It does make it nice.
I feel it's a justice for the board because if anything ever happens to me, which I'm going to live to 110, but anyway, if anything ever happens. To any of them, you're covered. You got to, so, and they're familiar with the cases. I make sure that they're familiar.
It does.
With
it makes a difference.
Good job.
It does. Okay, there being no further business, Chair will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, all those in favor?